me straight to the back of my head, make you feel at home. Oh Lord, when about the time I can take that trunk. Take the pedal to the metal and grab that wheel. Tell me how it feels, tell me what you deal there. One shot, one kill, man, I gotta make sure you don't mess with steel, bro. Pump up the gas to the road and go. Cause I gotta go and hit it before I hit the limit. And I'm at it every second, but I'm gonna make a DG to slow it down. So y'all can stick around and watch me ride.
Tomorrow I might face the shade. I'm in my own lane, blowing up like Coltrane. Changing goals from bankrolls to gold chains. I'm throwing rhymes to cold line. Double L like you on all right. Double U's like we the left side. If you fuck with us, we be reversing. Body style, like you wanna dress like me. Stop like me, now you wanna walk with me. Meanwhile, in city, hey, shining sweet diamonds. Suddenly
dobroveče, poštovani slušalci, slušate Radio Beograd 1, slušate Pop Karusel, specijalnu emisiju direktno iz Groningena sa festivala Eurosonic Nordeslag. Zahvaljujući Euroradiju, mi imamo divan studio koji se nalazi u centralnoj katedrali ovog divnog studentskog grada koji je bio proglašen za jedan od tri najnaprednija evropska grada uz Toulouse i Barcelonu. U Groningenu je danas bilo lepo vreme, nešto hladnije nego u Beogradu, sijalo je sunce, ali je temperatura dostizala negde do 5 stepeni, a mi smo se posle sinoćnog jako uzbudljive večeri kada su se delile najbolje evropske muzičke nagrade MMET-a, proveli divno danas sa izvođačima koji su dobili nagrade, tako da im danas posvećujemo emisiju. Emisija je posvećena novim nadama i novim velikim zvezdama evropske muzičke scene koji će sigurno zauzeti svet. Black Wave je jedan od tih sastava koji smo slušali na početku, jako zanimljiv i lepo upakovan hip-hop sastav, bez pretenzija da budu agresivni, već da pošalju ljubav i prijateljstvo i neku divnu energiju. Jako su dobri muzičari na sceni, nastupaju sa živim instrumentima i to je pravo bogatstvo. Slušamo polako intervjue i slušamo muziku koja je isključivo vezana za ovaj divan festival Eurosonic Nordeslag. Zahvaljujem još jednom divnim kolegama iz Euroradija. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We can make it. Okay. Black Waves.
Yeah.
Congratulations for the award.
Thank you.
What does actually mean this award to you?
it's pretty special, and at the same time, like, sort of unexpected. We didn't really know of its existence before all this, but it's amazing to get it, like to get the recognition from outside of our own country, to be recognized internationally by a commission that's consisting of like quite important people. It really does good.
It is the first time that MMET Award is giving. Before it was EBA Award, Border Break.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a good award because you can find sometimes Adele or the,
I don't know,
Jose,
exactly.
They made to Billboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty crazy to me that we get like
So
that we get in the same award like people. I think it was Dua Lipa, Adele, yeah. Oscar and the Wolf from Belgium,
yeah,
and other really big artists that got the award. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I hope that it will open all doors for you.
And
I know
as well.
That it will. Yeah. Yesterday I was listening to you after the ceremony. You were so great. You were charismatic.
Thank you.
You
yeah.
especially you. From the back, she's doing wonderful things. Tell us more about your music. Who creates your music and the words you said?
Yeah,
very serious messages you're giving.
Yeah, it's us two. We make the music. I make the instrumentals, the beats.
Yes.
And then we write our own lyrics. So
each he writes his own, yeah.
His lyrics, I write mine. And then, yeah. So it mostly starts with the music. So I come with the beat, I send it to him.
Yeah.
He writes, and then
it's
sends
mostly
it back.
Always like starting from a catchphrase or a word that he puts in the name of the instrumental as well, and then
yeah.
I just base myself on that.
Yeah, we start with the concept, and then write, and then I write, and then we bring it together. So yeah.
It is nice. It is
yeah.
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Your messages are very nice, actually.
Thank you.
They are not aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
They are nice that we can understand each other and love each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I heard in your music.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Know.
Yeah, that's definitely what we want to bring to the audience. So yeah.
Oh, nice. Tell me, how did you meet each other? How did you start?
It really started. It's quite basic, but it started through the internet. We had like mutual friends who connected us, and then we just started like he needed a rapper for another project he had before us, and he sent that through. I literally only did like half a verse, and I sent it through, and he liked it, and we started from there.
Yeah.
And then he just kept sending other stuff. We kept connecting through the internet,
yeah,
Facebook
yeah.
mostly.
All on Facebook, yeah.
And then just from the one thing to the came to the other, we got to the other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next thing you have a band.
Yeah.
You.
We had the band before we actually even met each other. Like
oh, really?
We thought of the idea of a band before we met each other.
Yeah. 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 So that's a cool part.
Yes,
we
I
make
love
the
this
music
part.
With us two, and then we bring it to the band, and they make their version of it
mm-hmm.
to play it live.
Yeah.
So everything you hear on the internet and Spotify, YouTube, that's us too. And then when you come and see live, it's with the full band, and it's a totally different experience.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So yeah.
So now you can tour with the band everywhere. You
yeah.
can play. I love it.
If there's money, if there's money for it. If there's money for it.
Yeah, we have to pay the band. So
yeah. It's
yeah.
quite expensive. But
It's more expensive than doing it through the internet, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I
definitely.
Hope you will make it, because it sounds very good.
Thank
I
you.
Love combination with the live band. Hip-hop
yeah,
and the
yeah.
live band is
for sure, yeah.
top.
Yeah.
We
never wanted anything different as
no.
well. And we never did anything different. We don't want to play with a DJ. I'm not saying it's not as good to play just with a DJ. It's just for us. We decided to go with a band just
yeah.
from the get-go.
Yeah.
Sometimes go as a sound system, don't worry. come.
Yeah.
It is nice to see you as a band.
Thank you.
What are your plans for this year?
We're going to make a lot of new music. We're going to release a song tomorrow.
Yeah.
Really?
So a brand new song. And then, yeah, release an album after the summer. We're going to play a lot of festivals. We're going to have a European tour. So we're going to play in all the neighboring countries, Germany, France, the UK, Netherlands, Denmark.
Zurich.
We're going to play a little bit everywhere in
yeah.
Europe. So it's going to be an exciting year, definitely.
This is a serious country. I hope that you will come to crazy Serbia too.
Yeah, I hope one day. Yeah,
I hope one day. It would be nice.
Yeah.
I want to see the whole world.
Yeah.
Serbia, you saw the whole world. We had a wonderful Exit Festival. He was the best.
Yeah, I heard of Exit Festival. It was
yeah.
There were some people from Exit Festival on the conference, right?
Yes.
I hope they book us.
Yeah.
I think that's why we are here all.
Yeah.
Together, so I'm hoping to see you
mm-hmm.
in Exit. Guys, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
In life, not just here. And
yes.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
great
you so
to meet
much.
You as well.
Now we will take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will take a photo.
Hello papi, mais qu'est-ce que ça? J'entends des bails atroces sur moi. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es taré, ouais. Mais comment ça? Demande des types. Tu croyais quoi? Qu'on serait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en cas de la baby, tu t'es ça. Oh, dja dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en cas de la baby, tu t'es ça. Tu penses à moi, j'pense à faire de l'argent. J'suis pas ta daronne, j'te fais pas la morale. Tu parles sur moi, y'a air. Crache encore, y'a air. Tu voulais m'avoir, tu savais pas comment faire. Comment tu jouais un rôle, tu finiras aux enfers. Dans ton Nakamura, je l'ai couché. Le jour où on se croise, faut pas tout faire. Tu jouais le grand frère pour me salir. Tu cherches des problèmes sans faire exprès. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en cata, la baby, tu t'es ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en cata, la baby, tu t'es ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en cata, la baby, tu t'es ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Genre, en cata, la baby, tu t'es ça. Oh, dja dja, j'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Non, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. Ouais, en cata, la baby, tu t'es ça. Oh, dja dja, j'suis pas ta cata, dja dja. Non, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. Ouais, en cata, la baby, tu t'es ça. On got on a baby, on got on a baby, to the top. On got on a baby, oh, cha cha, oh, cha cha, oh, cha cha.
Clock is ticking, yeah. So it means it is a time to talk, he said to us, this wonderful clock. Please go, congratulate. We want to congratulate you for the MMETA Award.
Thank you.
And we want you to introduce yourself. Please, one, five of you, you're wonderful girls. Take my recording and give it.
Yeah. Okay, so we are Reykjavíkur dætur, daughters of Reykjavík from Iceland, and my name is Steinei.
And my name is Steinunn.
And my name is Disa.
I'm Katrin.
And I'm Caritas.
Finally. Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Katrin.
Katrin.
Yes. So, that in Iceland you have the most beautiful name. I can tell. Sorry?
No, it
doesn't.
Oh. But it means...
No, it should. Yeah. Look at us. I'm not sure. You came from Iceland, and we love Iceland. It's a wonderful country. So strange, the country. So wonderful people and wonderful music.
Yeah.
Different kind. You are different, though. You look like a girl from Iceland, I think, the more.
Yeah.
The most.
Yes, it looks like she should be in an advertisement for
skiing. You live in Iceland now, or you moved somewhere?
No, actually, me and Salka, we live in Berlin together. And Annatara, my sister, she lives in Barcelona. But the rest of the girls, they live in Iceland.
Except I'm moving to LA.
Ah, that's true.
On Sunday.
On Sunday?
She's gonna be a big star, you know.
Yeah.
Serial.
Just wait for it.
Yeah. We wish you.
No, she's gonna study.
Yeah, I'm gonna study. I'm not gonna go in. Be big.
But tell them that you're a big star in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
You do that.
Tell them. Lots of awards. Yeah.
You can bring the award.
Yeah.
Maybe I start my own, like, solo career as a rapper.
Yeah.
What do the girls do without her?
We bring her in when we need her.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'm only going for 6 months, so don't worry. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You will need that for the summer.
Yeah.
For the festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How you managed to work? You are from different places. When did you do your time for playing? For
we do sometimes rehearse across Skype. So the girls in Iceland will have a rehearsal, and us that are somewhere else, me and Safka will meet up, and we'll have a computer, and we'll like just be on the rehearsal with them, kind of. Which is actually surprisingly working surprisingly well.
Yeah.
Also, it's nice because then you can't hear us as well as we can hear you, which means that we can't have as many opinions, which is maybe sometimes nice.
Yeah. It's very nice for us.
Yeah.
But also, like, like when we are writing songs, then we are now working on a new album, and then we will fly them to Iceland to do like this writing session together or for maybe 5 days.
And then you'll come to Berlin.
And then we're going to hopefully
record.
Go to their country to record. Then, yeah, so we'll
do
make
a
it
music
work.
Video, yeah.
And also because we play more in Europe than in
Iceland,
so then we just fly them from wherever they are and all meet up at some in Slovakia or Serbia next, maybe?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Me
I
too.
Hope so, too.
Me too.
We will make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is an interesting process because five of you are there and you make your own songs in a different countries and you made all that plans. So tell me, how can you plan to go to the tour?
We have a tour manager.
Yeah.
Like before, that's like we love her so much. She makes our life so easy, so much easier. Like, and we just, yeah, it's been a great like practice in like
organization,
working in a group.
Yeah, and communicating.
Just, yeah, you just have to trust people to do their job and like. And show up and be quiet and
but do all what you're told to do.
Yeah, but also we all have like other school or jobs or something, so we haven't been on like a very long tours.
No.
We usually just do like 1 week or a weekend or something, like 4 or 5 shows, maybe 10 days or something, and then we come back and then we go. We have never like been on a tour for 3 months in a row. We usually just do shorter tours. And more.
But that's why. That's because we all have like different things to do at home.
Yeah.
And children.
And children.
And
family. Yeah. And I have a cat. And
Her name is Ulf Hildur.
Tell us something on your own language.
What do you want to hear?
Something nice. What do you want? Reintroduce yourself. Tell that you love.
We are in Reykjavík. Yeah. We are in Það mjög gaman í þessu viðtali, þetta mjög skemmtilegur spyrir.
Já, og með þetta algjörn dúlla og með langar smá hún ætliði mig.
Já. Svo heitir hún líka flottasta nafni.
Já,
Katrín.
Ég elska að hún tók líka vel í gríni með hann að drottningur og hún bara, við erum náttúrulega sammála eitthvað, við erum algjörn að drottninga.
Ég var actually að pæla ef ég myndi einn að stekka og skýra hann að Katrín, sko.
She was saying that she's going to name her child Katrin.
Because of you.
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah. I think so.
It sounds very interesting. It sounds like a Serbian. Nobody understands the word.
No.
If we can talk it. Thank you for that original language. We wish you all the luck.
Thank you
so much. You're so nice and so pretty, and your music is wonderful. We wish you everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to see you again in Serbia.
Yeah.
Yes, this summer.
I'm
sure that we can do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Then you have to interview us again.
Yes.
We have to do it.
Yeah.
We say goodbye by the train. She said, don't ever think, go home to your mama, please don't drink. I said, don't worry, baby, just let me think. Yesterday's an anemone. Black and white, they go together nicely, babe. So what's the sudden change? Oh, I love you just the same, my fire. Please let me love you. Let there be water. Whoa. happiness and art. Let us start and break these broken hearts from the light into the dark. And it's tearing us apart, 'cause you are my fire, fire. Please let me hold you. Let there be water, water, before I go up in flames. If you say that you love me, let me go. If you love me, let me go. Well, if you love me so, then let me go. Let me go. Well, you say that you love me, let me go. If you love me, let me go. Well, if you love me so, then let me go. Let me go. You are my fire, fire. Please let me hold you. Let there be water, water, before I go up in flames. If you say that you love me, let me go. If you love me, let me go. Well, if you love me so, then let me go. Let me go. Hey, you say that you love me, let me go. If you love me, let me go. Well, if you love me so, then let me go. Let me go. Ooh, let me go. If you love me, let me go. Well, if you love me so, then let me go. Let me go.
Divan izvođač Albin Lee Meldow se zove i dobitnik je MMETA nagrade, najbolje evropske muzičke nagrade. Sada nastavljamo razgovor u jednom divnom tonu. Želimo da vam predstavimo časopis Mođo, jednu divnu izložbu Mođo koji se upravo nalazi ovde u Martin Kerku, gde održavamo i naše emisije, gde se održavaju i koncerti. Divna izložba humanitarnog je karaktera, aukcija je u pitanju, ali je toliko dragocena, na njoj se smo uspeli da vidimo neke divne eksponate i originalne fotografije velikih izvođača od Franka Zappe do preko Davida Bowie do Toma Vejca. Svi su originali u pitanju i otvoreni su za aukcijsko posredovanje, a pare idu u dobrotvorne svrhe. Tim povodom mi imamo u studiju organizatora ove izložbe, tačnije dvoje, mi ćemo ih zamoliti sada da se predstave. So please, I talked in Serbian to explain everything what I saw a little bit, but I want you to introduce yourself, two of you. Thank you for coming here on Radio Belgrade One.
Thank you. I'm Frederik van Alkemade. I'm a booker at the Mojo Concerts, which is a Live Nation company.
Hi, I'm Avalon, and I'm doing the marketing of the project.
Hello. We have one more guest.
Hi.
Come on.
Hi,
Come on, we are waiting
for you. We're live on the radio.
We are live on the radio.
Here's one water for you, Frederik.
Thank what you. What about me?
Oh, you didn't have water for it?
No, but if it is not cold, I don't want
it. It is cold.
It's very cold.
Please give me that.
There you go. There you go.
I will die
for
water.
I knew it.
Serbia
Radio.
Serbia Radio. But I'm just a lady. Do you want me to help you?
No, it's fine, I'm fine. I just politely accepted it.
I'm thirsty. We have just very serious talk.
Yes.
And then one of my heroes came in.
Yeah.
Because of him, we had interviews with residents.
Absolutely.
We had residents in Belgrade. And he is one of our heroes. And I see you know each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we know each other very well.
We've been working at Lowlands Festival for a long time together.
Nice.
Yep.
And thanks to him, we have the Frank Zappa poster at the auction.
This wonderful Frank Zappa thing. It's so nice to hear.
I saved that for 34 years.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
Nice, thank you for that. I'm amazed. He was. I talked with him. I asked him to do this show today with me. They are new, but I just met them. They are amazed.
Great,
amazing.
Sure.
Let's talk about Mojo exhibition and auction. Please, who will talk? Who will talk first?
I'm fine.
Okay, Frederick.
We Mojo Concerts is now 50 years old, and we wanted to start something to do to help the amateur bands in the Netherlands.
Yes.
And so we have an auction where you can buy great photographers, photos of Tom Waits, to Bruce Springsteen, like posters from Zappa, but also the dress of Beth Hart. And with all the money we are going to gain, Mojo will double it and invest in amateur bands in the Netherlands.
It's so nice.
Yes.
Yes, so it's a charity auction.
Netherlands has wonderful bands. I love music here. It is very unique and very, very good quality. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, from the past, especially last night, I was in the hotel. I met the manager from a very band that's already around for 50 years. It's a band called The Nits.
Yes.
And the main guy from the Nits started as Super Sister. That was a really freak band in the 60s. And he told me they made a new album and gonna play again. And you know, from there on, I mean, the Dutch 60s, natürlich, internationally spoken, it's like, you know, I mean, it's against, it's always way back to through England to America. It's impossible, you know. It's always a little epigonic, like, locally, maybe in Belgium and Germany, but I mean, there were great bands. I mean, we had Focus
It is interesting thing. We have Hilversum, where everybody recorded, from Beatles to the Rolling Stones,
absolutely.
David Bowie, everybody.
The Whistle Ort Studios.
But we just had the Focus as a Dutch band, and it was not the right picture, I think,
at the time. Together with Golden Earring, our biggest export product in those
but
days.
But
now,
the others.
Mean, but now, when you talk about Dutch music, it's EDM, it's DJs, it's they're all over the world, and in the top 10, there are 5 Dutch guys, so that's our biggest export product at the moment, in these days, huh?
Yes, by far. Like
and actually, Armambura and Tiesto.
I
think even Tiesto is turning 50 today.
Really?
Yes, his 50th birthday. Oh, you know, nice. I heard him on the radio, and he is a huge name in trance, and I mean, Holland is EDM. It's dance.
But it was all the time from the start of rock and roll. Netherlands had a very strong scene. Now when I learned from you, from Peter Schmidt, from everybody, it was a very strong. It was not just a Focus and Golden Earring.
No.
And I'm so sorry that they didn't go out, because everybody came here to record and to hear the wonderful record.
Yes.
So it wasn't fair from that part of it.
No, but that was
my.
Holland has always been in a very open country for centuries. That everybody was welcome here for a long time. And that was the same with rock music. People were fed up, like for instance the Beach Boys, they were fed up in America. They came to Holland to record their album Holland in 1972.
Yes, exactly.
For instance,
everything happens here, a few kilometers down.
Everything, but a lot of
things.
Well, service providers.
Okay, that's a nice story. And Mojo.
So
important thing in a culture of the 20th century.
Oh, absolutely. I've been around Mojo for about 40 years now, so I've seen them grow. When I started working for Mojo, there were 3 people.
Really?
Yeah, for a long time, for 10 years, 3 people.
One of the best.
We're around the 20 now, something like that.
It's impossible. Plus a lot of people, like,
around it.
Hired hands and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the greatest company I'll ever work for, and still do.
So nice to hear.
Yeah.
He is wonderful. He's giving all the wind to blow for everything what is good.
Yeah, everything.
He gives everything good energy for everything.
Absolutely. We always need people like him at the festivals and
in life.
Sure,
as a friend.
In life, exactly.
I'm very proud to have him as a friend. Yeah. To find. Tell us more about the exhibition. After auction here, will you go somewhere else?
That's a big question. We don't know. It's the first time we did an exhibition. It takes a lot of time and effort. I know that the people at Mojo really love helping. Everybody's doing their share. But we'll see. We're going to see how much it will bring into how it can help the bands. But personally, I think we'll do it again next year.
Thank you for that.
Never know.
Vicky, a wonderful marketing girl. She knows everything about the money, how to be rich in a rock and roll.
No, but I do know a lot about all the pieces, about everything that we got from the artists, from our colleagues.
So, please tell us about that.
So we have some iconic photographers who donated us our pictures taken at the Paradiso in Amsterdam, which is a legendary venue. We also have some gifts that the Rolling Stones gave us from Tina Turner, Bon Jovi. We have a lot of signed merchandise, signed albums. I think Frederick went to almost every show that we organized last year.
Yeah, and we did. Yes. And we even got the whole band of U2 to sign the 50-year-old book that Mojo made for our anniversary.
Wonderful.
Which was great. And they
really?
Yeah, they signed it. All
cool.
Four of them. That's nice. Our booker, Bertus, went to the dressing room of Beth Hart, and Beth Hart gave her best dress to us. So we're selling her dress.
She's a great girl, actually.
Yeah.
She's a very
interesting.
Great.
She's
in Belgrade.
So all the artists were more than willing to help us, which was
so
great.
Nice. So nice. So you're going, when you want to hear something,
mm-hmm.
are you going to ask them, like I try to find you, or they know already about you? How do you do this marketing kind of...
And do you mean how to meet...
Approaching, I don't know.
How to reach the public, you mean?
Yeah. And the artist also.
The artist.
Well, the artist, we asked the booker to send an email with what the auction is about beforehand. And then at the show, we go to the manager or the agent.
Yes.
Or maybe the artist, depending if she's busy or not, or he. And then ask for a favor. And
yes.
We ask a small favor with as much possible items like drumsticks or signed photography or a picture or anything they can miss.
It's the best way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they will. Almost everybody was so willing to help. So we have so many items right now. for example, Mariah Carey was very happy to help. We have a hat from Mariah Carey, a signed album. So
I saw that.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Very, very, very nice. And there is another part where you can find Nevermind from Nirvana album.
Oh yeah. Yes.
It is amazing thing.
Yeah.
And some blocks with the Mojo on the side, with the Mojo signs from the back. It's some of your notebooks, I don't know.
Oh,
it looks wonderful.
The notebooks, yeah, they're only €2.
Just €2.
Yeah, because we also made a little store from all the merchandise that we had laying in the office that we weren't using, but maybe we can sell them to make some more money. So we created a little store outside of the auction. So we also have things that you can buy for €1, for €2, for 50 cents.
I'm going on the shop after the show. Yeah. Surely. And Nevermind is just €5.
So
I'm so sorry that this is a show for Serbian, that they can't come to see everything. But I hope you will come. Maybe when Exit is, or with Dragan Ambrosic, to make some connection in Dom Omladine, they can go with the Mojo auction.
Yeah.
Because we know about Mojo, we very respect it.
Well, so I hope to sell everything Friday, so...
Yeah.
When you find another, another package. How are you, dear friend?
Oh, I'm good. We are now in the media compound for the first year in this great church that had been adjusted to fit our needs and everything, and it's great. There's even heating here. Heating a church, wow, that's expensive.
Yeah.
It's all very smooth, and they have hang special stuff in the arches to make the sound a little more Yeah. Because in churches, of course, it's hard to produce pop music in a church, but it's very wonderful.
It is amazing that we have a live music. We have a stage just around the corner of a studio.
Boy Nzuga playing there at the moment with his session. And this is something for the future. This is going to stay. This media compound is great. Radio's here. Everybody's here together. The only thing is that the people didn't know yet that it was available here. So slowly it's picking up the audience, and tomorrow it'll be full. Tomorrow we have 11 sessions from 12 to 1, 13 hours. So it'll be
music.
It's a big day tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to go here tomorrow to do the live show again. See, this is amazing. What did you do this year? We didn't see each other for 1 year. Yeah, exactly.
Oh well.
What did you do?
Oh, I was working on festivals, a lot of festivals. And for the other half, I'm working with the residents still. They come over at the end of the month, and we do a 12, 13 show European tour. And
really?
Then after that, it's a very important year, because this year is Pink Pop, the famous Pink Pop Festival. It's 50th Pink Pop Festival in June this year. This is 50 years Pink Pop. It's very important. It's a very big thing. And after the residency, I'm going to start working on that in March. Yes, the press conference is going to blow up the whole thing. And we're going to work on to the festival season. And big TV shows around Pink Pop, doing all kinds of small movies and interesting stuff about the history of Pink Pop. And that's my main goal up to June. And after that, it's Norty Jazz and Lawrence again. And it's again, it's already September. That's the way it goes every year. You're in, you're out.
Yeah. Is there any chance that we can see you in Belgrade?
Well, not this year. But
okay.
But in the next tour, we will come to Belgrade. There's a new tour with a whole new program, and then we'll be there. We will be in Dom Umladin, which is very nice. I love the whole atmosphere and the people there, and Dragan and his people.
Dragan is amazing, like you.
It's beautiful there. It's beautiful. Yeah.
We have one wonderful friend together.
Absolutely. I've been there a couple of times in the venue there and played the shows there.
How big is the venue?
Yeah, Don Umladin.
And how big is the venue?
It's 1,000.
1,000. Oh,
nice. Yes. It's a really nice theater. It's down. It's not up. It's down. You go downstairs and it's in the ground. It's downstairs and it's beautiful.
Nice.
It is a main city cultural hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Everything which is we think it is a good, we want to see there.
Yeah.
And Dragan Ambrosic, the friend we are talking about, is a creative director of that place and of main stage of Exit Festival.
Yes,
I don't know if you heard about Exit Festival.
No, I've never been there, but I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
Come.
Good stories.
You can come to enjoy.
It's beautiful there.
We have cured this.
Very nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Finally.
Oh.
Dragan made it. Dragan made it.
Cool. Yeah. We had him a couple of years ago at the Pink Pop Festival. And I mean, Robert Smith is doing everything himself. There's no record company involved. Everything has to do with media. He's taking care of, and he's communicating with me and talk about how he's going to do it. And after the show, he's inviting people and thanking people. And it's really cool. Robert Smith is my man.
Very great guy. Thank you for that information and that story. And you gave me some exclusive thing. But we will shut up.
Sure.
It is just for our show.
Okay. Yeah.
For this show.
Okay.
And we will take time to have in 2 years. Frederick,
yes.
Evelyn, tell me what Mojo means to you.
Oh.
I know what Mojo can mean to me, some sentimental reason, but I'm far away. I just want to take a picture.
Well, first of all, Mojo. I've been working now for 13 years at Mojo. I'm a booker, but I'm not a booker of music, so I book special events like Cirque du Soleil and Walking with Dinosaurs. And we make a lot of people happy, families, children. That's the biggest part for me. And the colleagues are very nice, they're very professional, very driven, and it's a great business to be in.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's for me.
For us too. For us too to see. I feel very amazed when I come inside. it was church in church. I don't know. It was religion. Music is religion for us. When I saw first Rolling Stones, like Andy Warhol's painting, I don't know, I felt like in heaven. What can I... So everybody will buy that, actually.
Yes.
Very soon.
Saturday. Saturday at 1 o'clock in Groningen, they can buy all the auction items.
Okay.
But it's not an Andy Warhol, it's an Herman Brood, but it's our own Andy Warhol.
Yes, the local Andy Warhol.
He's a local here. From
it's a rock and roll star, but he's dead, unfortunately. But
yes,
he was a great painter also.
I saw the painting, and it was amazing. He lived in Groningen. In Groningen, he was.
Well, he lived here for some time. He was born in Zwolle. I worked for him as a tour manager for 2 years. So tell me about it.
Was he very hard?
No.
No.
He's a very, very nice and soft guy, and he was too soft and too nice, and but too much involved with drugs. Eventually, it almost killed me then, and I had to withdraw from his from being his tour manager because I was completely fed up. I was completely burned out, and, and I worked for 2 years at the stretch in a bubble, and no, that was not good. His influence on other people was not good. For himself, I mean, eventually he made a decision that was enough when he was 54. And he jumped off the Hilton Hotel in Amsterdam to kill himself because he was over. He was expired. Everything stopped. He was in dementia within three months after he stopped using drugs. But that's a smart thing. I mean, if it's over, it's over. He always sang about that. And, but he was a great guy, and he made some incredible music. Yeah.
And incredible covers. He was a wonderful singer.
Absolutely.
He was a wonderful interpretation.
Yeah.
His interpretation was
absolutely
amazing. My Way or something.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I
learned from Peter Schmidt about him, absolutely. I must tell you, 8 years ago. So I started, and I was amazed.
Biggest rock star ever emerged in Holland.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, there are actually many heroes which people live, and it was enough to be in Holland and live with. I don't know how to explain this. They weren't in Germany popular, but they were heroes here in Netherlands, where everything, like Herman Brody and everything else.
Yep.
So please, dear friend, tell me more about Robert Smith.
about Robert Smith.
Yeah, I mean, does he look pretty now?
Well, he has been with record companies for 25-30 years, but he got fed up. I mean, he said, and when the whole record industry changed from telling artists what to do, artists, you know, they evolved and they took it in their own hands, and that's what he did. He said, it's my stuff, and he got it back, and he licensed it to Virgin Records, but the decision-making is still in his own hands. He exactly decides what he's doing, and he is still a great artist, and he's been away for a couple of years, and this year he's coming back on all the stages, and people are looking forward to it, and... he's a decision maker for himself, because that's what he is. And he is very sweet, and he's a gentleman when you talk to him. There's nothing weird about him. He used to be a bat when the Cure was in their early stages, end of the 70s. He was kind of a weird guy. But he learned a lot. He kept his eyes and his ears open, and he got rid of all the management and is his own manager, and he's deciding his own life now, and that's great. He got a new album coming out now, and it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you for that story. You work with everybody. You worked with everybody. Everybody.
With a lot of people.
With a lot of people.
Yeah, sure. Almost everybody.
Almost everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, in September, it's 50 years ago that I did my first concert in Nijmegen. What was it? You wouldn't believe it. We organized it with the youth club that just started 3 months before, and it was on the 4th of September that we did a Pink Floyd concert.
50 years ago.
Yeah. Well, in September 50 years ago.
Damn.
And they played Uma Guma there for 300 people, 300 hippies, with a light show and everything. And it was just a small van showing up, a Comer van, with all that stuff inside. And we had to haul it up four flights. And because in Don Roche, which was the name of our youth club that started then, there was no room for that. So we hired some venue somewhere. not even a venue, there was just a room where they have carnival and stuff. And there was nothing there. We had to bring power in and everything that got over our heads. But it all worked. I mean, we just did it. And it was that's fantastic. That's one of my fondest memories in my own history in rock music. And that's how it started. How about that?
how about the Residents? The Residents,
yeah.
The most mysterious band in the world. And he is the one who can do it everything when Residents.
Yeah.
I didn't believe that there was, Dragan also didn't believe that there is such a man who can do anything with our heroes. Residents are our heroes. What can we do?
Just be nice.
No.
Be normal.
No, I love it. It's my heroes. And yeah. Dragan's also.
Yeah.
And they were in Belgrade. Finally, there are so many things we need to see in Serbia.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's of course a bit sad. Serbia is a little remote, and it's a lot.
Yes.
There's not many bands passing through there. I mean, and it's hard, but some do, and we love it.
We have rock and roll since it started in Great Britain from '63. We weren't before Golden Iron Curtain.
Iron Curtain, yeah.
Yeah, so we know about music, but we don't have, I don't know, music industry. I don't know how to explain later. We have now Uriah Heep next week in Belgium. They were first time, 77 was the year. And they were on the stage, and people came, the people love it. But there were police, and police started to beat, I don't know, audience. And they were so frightened, Uriah Heep was so frightened that they ran away from the stage. It was in crazy Serbia. I was so sorry when I hear the story. They had to be here and to enjoy the movie. We are not so strange.
Yeah.
So now we have them again. There's only one member left from Uriah Heep. Never mind. This is a long story. This is a story about Serbia.
Yeah, yeah.
So when Dragan came in, we had then Patti Smith, and Robert Plant and Paul Weller and everybody.
Good.
In it.
Nice.
So
work with him more.
Absolutely.
I talk too much.
No.
Why is he here?
Sorry, you have to come to Serbia. It's very, very interesting country. And we know about music. So what will you do after Eurosonic is done? But in your life, we know about Mojo, we know about your plan for the festival, Frederick, and Evelyn, he said you will be the first. In your life, will you travel?
I think I'm going to take a little holiday after this project. But I hope I will be busy with with some of the Mojo festivals next year, just like Heim. So we have Pink Pop coming up, Dan Rabbit Hole, Lowlands. We have a lot of stadium shows in the Netherlands coming up next year. We're doing a big Bon Jovi concert.
In Nijmegen,
yes. And also Muse, also in Nijmegen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's one of the biggest concert fields in the Netherlands, is in Nijmegen.
Really?
Which,
and it's 500 meters behind my house.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice, interesting.
How easy.
These are good names.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a busy summer.
Yes.
Yeah, and we also have a Metallica show at the arena, which is also looking very much forward to.
All big production.
Yeah,
right.
Huge production.
What can we do? I will cry now at the end of the show.
Yeah.
But never mind. You will sail us sometimes. Cure is coming. That's enough for me. All Ben, but the best. And you, wonderful friend. When Eurosonic is over and you come to your home, what will you do?
Oh, I'll have a residence tour coming up.
Yeah, you said, just work, work, and work.
Work, work, work. And then after that, it's Pink Pop, Pink Pop, Pink Pop. there are so many, I've got so many requests from people to, can we do this, can we do that, and this for Jan Smeets, and can we, it'll be too much for him. I mean, Jan Smeets, he started Pink Pop, he's now 74 years old, and he's a great guy, and in a great mental state, but his physics are, he's going bad. I mean, he has a heart issue, and he has an operation on his knees. He's walking like, but the guy is so incredibly totally Pink Pop that he's gonna end his life being Mr. Pink Pop, as he's never gonna withdraw from what he's doing. So, and that's great. I've worked with him for a long time already, and sometimes I have a little bit of feeling he has two daughters, that he always would have had a son, and I could have been a good son.
Are you the son of your... I didn't know.
I sometimes...
You look like him a little bit. Beard.
No, yeah. But sometimes I feel a bit like I'm just mesmerizing and thinking, on, how would it be when Jan Smeets would have had a son?
He would have been like you.
Probably.
Thank you so much for being in our show. Yeah, in our program.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you.
See you again.
Okay, see you.
See you again.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We are listening now to Avek. She's a winner.
Yeah.
Very nice girl. Yes, let's make a contact. We can do that.
Avek. Yeah. Avek. Leuk, hè? Zij is zo leuk.
Enthousiast, hè?
Ik heb voor jou. Ik dacht
dat
ze
een
vraag wilde
stellen.
Nee, niks.
Nee, waren niet.
Zij heeft. Ja, mijn naam is de Talk Radio.
Albin, first of all, it is now serious. Thank you for the interview for Radio Belgrade 1.
It's me who should be thanking you. Thank you very much for having us.
First, I should tell a congratulations for MMETA Award.
Thank you very much. Deeply obliged. It's a wonderful feeling. I'm very proud of myself.
In fact, this is the first time that kind of award is given to the people. Later, it was ABBA Awards. Ah, so now it
ABBA
is a different...
Awards.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Just like... almost like ABBA. almost
amazing.
Like ABBA.
Sweet,
but
yeah.
It is ABBA.
ABBA everywhere.
What do you think is about ABBA's music? You told first about ABBA. I wanted to talk about you.
Well, you know, it's the biggest. I think it's maybe the third band in the world. You know,
yes, you
it's
know
a
that.
Big thing. You know,
intimately.
For me, it's not my thing. Great music, great songs, but it's not my thing. Yeah. I'm a Bob Marley and John Lee Hooker kind of guy. Yeah. But ABBA is, you know, it's the beginning of modern prop production. How they produced it and how they wrote it and how they did it. So it's a big honor to have them from my country. Yeah. They paved the way for the rest of the scene.
Thank you for that. That last thing you said, I was thinking also. Yeah. I'm just also more fond of John Lee Hooker than them. I thought they did something for you.
Without John Lee Hooker, no ABBA. You know, it's basically old time blues, but in a straight way. So. It's not so different as you would think.
Yeah, I agree. Your music is wonderful, I must say. You have a new album from half a year, about you.
About you.
Which is so intimate, so nice, so lyric.
Thank you very much.
What did you do this summer, this half a year, before you get yesterday the award?
Since I released the album, I've been doing a big TV show in Sweden. Okay. It's called... Sing Mine a Song in Germany, and they got it all over, I think it's everywhere probably. But it was very, very successful in Sweden, so I was in the ninth year running, so that took up all my time. I have done a lot of stuff, you know, but mostly this TV show, planning a new record, and then most of importantly, I've been taking care of my health, you know, because... I've always been drinking, smoking too much, so now I'm clean. I've been taking care of myself, you know, instead.
Really?
Yes. So
I'm
no,
serious.
Not. Yeah, it's deadly disease, you know. So what I do now, I try to put my health first instead of just working and partying. I just try to put work after my health, you know.
No, you have to sleep a lot.
Sleep, take care of yourself, exercise, meetings, all kinds of stuff. Sounds really boring, but you know, I've been traveling, working, partying my whole life. And now I've come to a point where I cannot do that anymore, you know. So that's basically what I've been doing. Just taking care of health first, you know, that's the most important thing. The older I get, I realize that is the truth. Yeah. So that's basically what I'm doing now. This is my first thing I do this year, work-wise. I did one TV show in Sweden for the Cancer Trust, but otherwise I've been just taking care of myself.
I wish you all the best and all the luck. You know, we will take care of you.
You know, one day at a time.
Exactly.
But I feel better than ever. It's just, you know, you have to remember the small things in life, not the big ones. You can become anyone. You can do anything. As long as you haven't got your health, it doesn't matter.
Yes. Everything you told, we are in a wonderful church, Martini Church here. So everything you said have the strongest meaning, the stronger meaning than ever. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Please, let's go to the beginning to introduce you to our audience who love your music but don't know much about you. I just found out that you were south from Sweden, that you passed and been Belgrade and in Ohrid, and that you know a lot of things about this kind.
Yes, I've been
this part of the world.
I've been to every country in the Balkans, but I've never been to Montenegro and I've never been to Bosnia, not Kosovo, but the rest I have seen. We have gone every year since I was 17. I have many friends from Serbia, Macedonia, Albania, all over.
Wonderful.
So wonderful, wonderful countries, very nice people, and you know, I love it down there. So it's a great, great place to go. You know.
Thank you for saying that. Let's go to your beginning. When did you start to interest in a popular culture?
Well, I don't know if I'm interested in a popular culture even now. You know, I just do what I do. I am interested in telling stories. You know, singing is just the way I do it.
Yes.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Like everybody.
Exactly. Or Thierry Henry. But I play football, a simple guy, you know. But then my mother is a singer, my father is a singer, my mother is a music teacher. I played music from the age of 4, you know. My mother, I had no choice, otherwise no food.
Yeah.
So I played trumpet, played trumpet every day, the first one.
Ah, nice.
And then singing, singing was the first one, because you always sang. Then playing football, doing all kinds of, you know, shit up to the age of now. Never been serious before the age of 25, 26, somewhere. And then all of a sudden I released this song called Lulu.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. And then it all changed. I started working professionally with music. And now I just try to make as good music as I possibly could for the people that want to hear it, you know. But like I said in the beginning, doesn't matter anything, nothing matters if I don't feel like I should feel, you know.
Of course.
So now it's a new chapter in my life. I have to put the important stuff first. And the first years, you know, with Lulu and everything, nothing else mattered. That was life and death. And now I have to realize I'm a grown man, I cannot treat myself like that, you know. So that's basically it. And now here I am, alive and happy and thankful for the opportunities and the awards and, you know, people like yourself talking to me. So I'm just taking one day at a time, trying to build my stuff steadily. Because it doesn't matter if you sit in a castle on the street, if you don't feel good, it's the same shit.
Yes. Now you can get a little rest.
I don't get no rest unless I make it myself, you know.
Yes.
I don't want to come across as complaining. I'm just saying, you know, in this business, you have to be very strong. You have to be extremely strong. You have to know, what am I worth? What are my boundaries?
Yes.
Is this? And it's very hard for a young person, you know, especially if you have addiction like myself as a problem. It's a disease, you know. So you have to work with that first. And you just have to be grateful. Thank the Lord for what you have been given and not strive for anything else. Try to enjoy every level. And that's the hard part, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm deeply honored by this award. It's very nice to be here in Groningen again. Like I've been here a few times, hopefully I can remember this one.
Yes, you will remember this one. It's not.
Hope so.
Never mind. No. When you're younger, everything is allowed.
Except, I don't know.
Except for your mother. we don't tell to your mother that.
The thing is, you know, when I back in my home country, everybody knows everything all the time, whatever I do. So my mother knows everything. Yeah. It comes with the job.
Thank you so much for
Thank
everything.
Thank you very much for having me. And to the wonderful people of Great, thank you for listening to my music. I love you all.
We will take you there, I promise, in the orbit.
Thank you.